This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. It is presented by Brandon Legal Group, longtime supporters of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments. Brandon Legal Group buys the first foursome in every Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournament. They also, for many events, provide either gifts to all players or they provide gift baskets as part of the prize draft. Just saw the guys from Brandon Legal Group recently, both at Pin Chasers and then about a week later out on the golf course at the Big Dogs home course, Feather Sound Country Club. Always good memories of playing golf with the Big Dog at Feather Sound Country Club. And Brandon Legal Group remains your full-service law firm. You need not ask what type of law Brandon Legal Group specializes in and whether or not it fits your needs. Full-service law firm. Yeah. Call them anytime for a free consult, 844-4-BLG-4ME, 844-4-BLG-4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. The Todd Wright Toddcast is also presented by Pin Chasers. Before the hiatus in businesses like bowling centers carrying on their day-to-day, I helped put together a birthday party for my favorite 9-year-old in the world at Pin Chasers, and the 9-year-old had a great time, his friends had a terrific time, the parents had a good time, the grandparents had fun. They also do cyber bowling parties. They, of course, do office parties, lots of league play at Pin Chasers, 50 lanes at the Armenia location, 40 lanes at the West Hillsboro location, 32 lanes at 6816 Gale Boulevard. Temporarily closed for reasons you know. When Pin Chasers is back open, remember them as a fallback destination for group outings, late night specials, the breakfast bowl every morning. By the time we get to that point, you might want to get out of the heat. Indoor action at Pin Chasers. I continue to support Anthony Peroni and Pin Chasers, even though they are not now, for obvious reasons, actively paying for this particular sponsorship. I stand by them. Thank you, Anthony Peroni. Congratulations on 60 plus years of Pin Chasers in the greater Tampa Bay area. My email is wright.todd@yahoo.com. My Facebook page is simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. And my Instagram is at ToddWright2020. What else do you need to know? I think that's pretty much the basics. Please tell your friends about the Todd Wright Toddcast. We are approaching episode 100 since we first started in January of 2019. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, of course, will return at which time when we are starting to get you ready for your fantasy drafts, and that'll be year 5 of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. And also we'll have the weekly Bucks Bulletin spinoff of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. That's sponsored also by Brandon Legal Group, even conceptualized by Brandon Legal Group as a weekly fantasy exclusive breakdown of the Buck game, the Bucks, and the opponent from a fantasy standpoint. Again, email wright.todd@yahoo.com. I just took my wax board and I was writing down the 32 NFL teams and was writing down right now who we could project as their starting quarterback for the upcoming season. And then I took another look at all 32 teams and thought, okay, who's still in the market for a quarterback? As we look to the draft and as of the time of recording this Toddcast, roughly 9 p.m. Eastern time on Thursday night. What are we, March 26th? Is that right? Doesn't feel like the draft is going to be moving. While it will not be a public event in Las Vegas, it will be a studio event, and the selections are likely to be made at that time. So roughly 4 weeks away. Is that 4 weeks from tonight? I believe it is. So 4 weeks from tonight? Excellent. I like that. Would be round one at the time of this recording. So as we see it right now, if the season started tomorrow, projecting forward, hang with me. New England, Stidham, Miami, Fitzmagic, Jets, Darnold, hang with me on Miami, Buffalo, Allen, Baltimore, Jackson, Cincinnati, Burrow. That's the one rookie I'm going to pencil in a spot because Cincinnati picks one. And, right, until we know there's a trade or Burrow pulls an Eli or an Elway, that's Burrow's spot. And they are actively talking about what they will do for Andy Dalton to get him a new team. Big Ben will seems ready to go for Pittsburgh, Mayfield, and Cleveland. Indy signed Rivers. Tannehill stayed in Tennessee. Minshew with Jacksonville. We'll get back to them. Houston with Watson. Denver, Locke. Vegas, let's just put Carr, Mariota, knowing Carr seems on the way out. Chargers, Taylor. We'll get back to that. Kansas City with Mahomes. By the way, love that Kansas City brought in Jordan Te'amu from St. Louis of the XFL. I like Te'amu. No, I don't like him as much as Mahomes, but I like him more than Matt Moore. I think he's bigger, he's younger, he's more athletic, and I don't see any reason why he can't be a better backup option in case something happens to Mahomes. Moore did nothing wrong last year, but I think Mahomes can Te'amu can run more of the playbook than Moore can. And there would be less limitations on the Kansas City offense if Mahomes had to miss a game or two or more. NFC, Dak got franchise tag. Washington. Washington actually has a lot of quarterbacks because you keep thinking back to Alex Smith still says he wants to play. They still brought in, they have the former Minnesota quarterback that they don't seem to want to use. They have Dwayne Haskins, who Jay Gruden was convinced still couldn't play in this league. They just traded for Kyle Allen, who I didn't think did that badly in Carolina when the team decided not to play Cam Newton anymore. Philly has Carson Wentz. The Giants have Daniel Jones. Detroit, Matt Stafford, that seems to have stabilized. Green Bay with Rodgers. Chicago with Nick Foles. I'll put Foles over Trubisky right now. It's just sensible. We'll get back to that. Minnesota extended Cousins, Tampa Bay with Brady, Carolina with Bridgewater. Another XFL note, love that Carolina, they moved Kyle Allen away and brought in Walker, who was June Jones's quarterback in the XFL for Houston, an undefeated team. And look, there are differences between the Rule offense and the June Jones offense, but Rule knows that if you're a quarterback in a June Jones offense and you can run it, there are some things you can do in the Matt Rule offense. So I like that Walker move, two XFL moves made by Kansas City and Carolina to give them quarterback depth. Atlanta with Matt Ryan, New Orleans with Drew Brees, Seattle with Wilson, San Francisco with Garoppolo, Rams still with Goff, Gurley gone, Goff stays, the two big contracts, and of course, former number one pick Murray in Arizona. So, I put stars by nine times, Ferris Bueller reference, nine teams that I think are still in the market for a quarterback for various reasons. They either need one for this year, or they need a backup for this year, or they need one for the immediate future. And if they can get one now, it might benefit them in the long run to get it now, even though they don't plan to play him. How do they get that? Via trade, via free agent, or via the draft? Now, we've already penciled Burrow into Cincinnati, but there are obviously other quarterbacks that are going in the first round or later. Top of the list, of course, Tua Tagovailoa, Jordan Love from Utah State, Justin Herbert from Oregon. There's a lot of conflicting opinions on Herbert or Love, Love or Herbert. I don't have any stock in this. I just know they're both going to be picked, and there will be expectations on both of them, either immediately, later this season, or for next year. And then you get down to Eason and on from there. In terms of trades, Dalton is available via trade. I think any team right now could make a trade for Mitchell Trubisky if they wanted him. I think the Bears would be more than happy to turn things over to Nick Foles and just wash their hands of Mitchell Trubisky at this point. Not even answer questions in training camp about him. Not have a quarterback competition. Just that's it. Let's get that over with. Haskins, I think, would also be available via trade. That the Washington Redskins might know more than most people about the limitations now on Haskins, and might just try to sell high, sort of a Josh Rosen type move. Speaking of which, Josh Rosen should be available. If anybody would want him, I would imagine the market is very, very, very light on Rosen, considering how poorly he played in Miami last year. Carr, of course, from Las Vegas. Jacoby Brissett. I think Brissett is available. I don't know how you hand the job to Philip Rivers after saying Brissett is our guy, and then just turn to Brissett next year and say, well, you were our guy all along. I think Brissett is available for the right price. And at this point, I think he's pretty frustrated that they gave his job to somebody else. So there are a lot of names there. Now, here are the teams, I think, that are still looking for quarterback help. Now, this could be a starter this year. This could be someone who could play this year in case their projected number one gets hurt or doesn't work out, or drafting for next year. Because not everybody can have Lawrence from Clemson. So what are we looking at? New England, I believe, is in the market for a quarterback. That's a simple one. Miami is clearly in the market for a quarterback. Indianapolis. Just because I don't think you can go from Philip Rivers on a one-year deal and then go back to Jacoby Brissett. I don't think Philip Rivers has very much left. So if he doesn't have much left, you've already created an awkward situation with Brissett. You clearly don't feel Brissett is your guy. Who's your guy after that? That seems to be a team that would be drafting a quarterback for next year, a year in advance. Jacksonville better get another quarterback. Because just, look, I get it that Foles was not a fit, but you can't put everything in Gardner Minshew. You can't do that. There needs to be someone else there and potentially someone who can play this year. I think that's a good spot for a veteran guy to get an opportunity to compete for the job and potentially play. I don't know what the LA Chargers are doing. Tyrod Taylor is not someone you want to put under center a year after you had a very disappointing year following up a playoff year where you won a playoff game. So the Chargers are certainly in the market for a quarterback. Only two teams in the NFC. I say Tampa Bay because, yeah, they signed Brady to a two-year deal, but how much does Brady have left? And the Bucs, Bruce Arians still is infatuated with Blaine Gabbert. I'm sure he thinks that's fine as the backup, but that wasn't last year because Blaine couldn't do the backup job. He got hurt. And the Bucs still need to be looking beyond whatever Tom Brady has left. So I think the Bucs would be in the market more likely to draft a quarterback than for a veteran backup. And even though they're quarterback rich right now, we don't put it past the Washington Redskins to draft Tua Tagovailoa at number two, especially if they can find a taker for Dwayne Haskins, similar to what Arizona did with drafting Kyler Murray and then finding the taker for Josh Rosen. So just some quarterback thoughts for me now that we're through sort of that first wave of free agency with what's still out there via trade, but did we talk about Vegas or did I jump right ahead to the Chargers? My bad. I think we did. We jumped past Denver. Good luck with Drew Lock, John Elway. John Elway, of course, released Joe Flacco a year after saying he was just moving into his prime. Denver better get somebody else again. And with Vegas, they brought in Mariota. It feels like Carr is out the door. I know they've created a quarterback competition, but it feels like the Raiders could also be looking for someone else. It could be an exchange of, we'll take this guy and move Carr out. Kind of like we're talking about if Washington drafts Tua and then finds a place to trade Dwayne Haskins. If the Raiders can find someone else they like, and then they move David Carr. So those are the nine teams to me. I'm sorry I sort of jumbled the order there on you, that I think are still in the market for quarterbacks for various reasons, and we talked about some of the quarterbacks that are available via trade, free agency, or some of the bigger names that are available in the draft below Joe Burrow, obviously going number one until further notice to take over the Cincinnati Bengals and likely play on opening day. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm. Call them anytime for a free consult, 844-4BLG4ME. 844-4BLG4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. Also, Pin Chasers. Pin Chasers is temporarily closed. You will hear from me when they are open. You can follow Pin Chasers on Facebook. They are online at PinChasers.net. And I'm not going to let you forget about them. And I certainly won't forget about Anthony Peroni and all the great things he does for me and our Tampa Bay community. Remember, Pin Chasers has three locations in the Tampa Bay area. Midtown Tampa at 4847 North Armenia, just north of the Tampa Airport at 5555 West Hillsborough, and out in Zephyr Hills at 6816 Gale Boulevard. Remember, my email is right.todd@yahoo.com, or follow me on Facebook. I'm Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida, or on Instagram at ToddWright2020. If you want golf information, and currently Todd Wright Tour 24 is still sold out, and it is still scheduled for April 25th at Black Diamond Ranch. You can always email me for golf information about future events and just why my events are always sold out and so popular. I'd be happy to tell you. ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com, ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com. Thanks for listening to the Todd Wright Toddcast.